Ksubis Perek Aleph Mishnah Hei. Ha'ichol Eitzol Chamov B'Yehuda Shaloi Be'edim. Here we need to give a Hakdama. In Eretz Yehuda, which is the part closest to Yerushalayim, Eretzol is divided up into different regions. B'Loshna Mishnah is always called Eretz Yehuda. So in Yehuda, there was a minig Vaistos in the times of the second Beis HaMikdosh that they would go to eat. This part of the minig, Lav Davka, was Davka Be'Eretz Yehuda. The family of the Chosen would go to eat a Suda Bebeis Chomov, in the house of the Kala. What was unique in Eretz Yehuda is that they would be miyachid the chos and the Kala, even though normally, before Nisuin, after Eretz, the Eretz is just a Kenyan. A Kenyan, and there's an Issa. There's no Dine Ishus. Not, first of all, there's no Het Tebila. They're not living together. And all the Dinim of Schusei Abal V'Ishta that we're going to learn about later on in the second. Shek, Suz, Va'ina, all the Schusim that is Yerush and his Metamala V'chule, all those Dinim don't exist just with the Kenyan of Erisin. It's only Nisuin. Avada the Nisuin is not a unique and new Kenyan. The Nisuin is just the consummation of that which was koneh by the erison. The ganze kinyan chalois issues is by the erison. The nesuin is when it's yotzim and akoyach, just as a kinyan el afoil that they're living together. That could be. There's a lot to say on that, but the lechayr it's clear that the nesuin is not a separate chalois by itself. We'll see more about that in Mirat Hashem in the fourth and the fifth parak. So, in Yehuda, heyoyis the chos and kalam miyachet together. Is for him to come after the Nesuin, B'yayim HaChamishi, and to come and say Pesach B'Suchu Matzasi, has a whole different mashmas. They look at him, they say, Reb Yid, B'stach V'nei Etz Yehuda. So the stomach, the boil was you. Now, if he says, but I wasn't boiler, so L'gabi Issa, this is the Mishnah says over here, Ho'ichol Etz HaChamav B'Yehuda Shaloi Be'edim, there are no Edim that they were Miyachid, but the assumption is that they were. Any Yochalit in Tainis P'sulim, since the assumption is they were miyachid, so there was no times psulim. But that's only legabe the moment. He can't claim to be mafsid her ksuba because she'll just say back, Rabid, Eretz Yehuda. But if he claims that he wasn't boleh, even if he was miyachid with her, but he claims that he wasn't boleh, so vaitis, shavin avshkadik desur. You have to honor his claim, legabe himself. So the Mishnah over here is talking legabi the moment of Seni Yochel Litten Tainis Psulim. There's a point that has to be made over here, is that we know that Kala B'loi Brocha, without Sheva Brochas, without Chuppah and Sheva Brochas, then Kala is Osir Labaila Kenida, as I state the Loshon of Chazal. That being said, say, how could we say over here that Bimi Yachin, and maybe he was Bolas, Mamashi Issa Gomer, Yechoshishim for an Issa Drabonon, but Yechoshishim for an Issa Drabonon of Ishte Asuraloi. So the truth of the matter is that what's Mavur in the Gemara is that Be'eretz Yehuda, they made Sheva Brachas by the Erisin, not only by the Nisun. Taisus explains in the Sugya of Sheva Brachas on Dav Zayin that the reason why they made the Sheva Brachas was because Shema Yovei Oleo, and that's also. Rashi has an extra knesh that seems Taisus doesn't agree with, is that it would be also for them to be misyachid without Sheva Brachas. Whenever a man or woman are asurim zelozeh, so l'chur there should be an Issa Yichud. The Issa Yichud has to be circumvented by being mater, ayim mater, whichever brachas. So you would need that for the Kanira Taisus doesn't hold that the Issa of Kala b'loi brocha asur l'baila would ask them be yichud. That not. What's a famous discussion is if you have a chuppah where the kala is asuraloi bebi'ila because she's a nida, so then there'll be an issa yichud. Why? Normally, the reason why a woman is, there's no issa yichud a woman with her husband, is because pas pesaloi and he's rogel bo. But before there's any regilus bo, so then you can't trust him. So memela, the halacha is that if the chos and the kala are together, so then you have to set up a situation where the two of them are not misyachid. Keep it still a hate, but lamaisa, you set up where there's no proper yichud with the two of them. The Rambam has a shita mechudeshes that's spoken about a lot in the context of these mishnayos, and we're going to see it more in Mitzvah Hashem, the fifth parak, is that a chupas nida, since she's not roi l'bi'ila, there's no din nisuin. Chup is not chal. there are stiras. It would seem that the Rambam is not saying this unilaterally, that the chuppas nida could be chal legabe the dinim of the regular dinim of a nesuin, which are the schusi abalim ishtoi, that maybe would be chal aide chuppas nida. But the heter, the sheva brachas, with the chuppa that's mater, the kal labailo, that din is only if she's roi lebi'ila, then it's chal on her a din of nesuin. And conversely, the din over here of Biyehuda, where they made sheva brachas by erusin, but it wasn't das that they're living together. This was just a ceremonial. They were miyached them. If he'd be bole, he'd be bole. But that's not what they weren't living together. So mele over here, avada, even with the sheva brachas, and even if they're nisyached zemze, since they're not staying together, they're not living together as man and wife. Avada, all the schusa ish v'isha zemze, avada, don't start until after nesuin. So that's the din over here, Be'eretz Yehuda. Achas almonos Yisrael, v'achas almonos koyin, ksubosin mona. No difference between who she was married to. Vinishvish, she's an almona, she's a bula, samela, ksubosin mona. This is l'char Pasha. The Mishnah mentions this, agav the sefer, bezdin shol kehanim. There was a mokim where there was a bezdin of kehanim. This is l'char, the bezdin kavua, be'ir kehanim, it's not exactly clear. Like there was in the times of Tanakh, there was a Noiv Irakoyanim. So there was an Irakoyanim where the Bezdin over there was Goivin Lepsula Abimezuz, Al Tchshivus, and Yichus HaKahuna, a Bas Koyin who's a Psula. They upped the standard of a Ksuba to Abimezuz, Lo Michu Biad Mechachom. Okay, if they want to be Kaveh that way, they can be Kaveh. This Lechayra shouldn't be confused with the Musik of a Taisus Ksuba. There's a Musik of a Taisus Ksuba that we'll see later on in the fifth parak, where the minig is that a husband adds on a certain amount going into the nesu, and he adds in a certain amount to the monam asayim of the ksuba. That tosefes ksuba is a bazunder his chayvus that the husband makes to the wife. We'll learn from the fifth parak how that's chal. But that's the standard. It's written in our ksubas. And bimei chazal also, there was a din of tosefes ksuba. The din over here is that they held that the ksuba itself, the ikke ksuba, is more the Messiah. No, the Mishnah says it's not halacha, but lo michu biyada. What's interesting, the difference between a ksuba and a taisus ksuba has a very real, should have a very real nafkamino, legabe one din that we've been having, tainis psula. And that is, since we said when we learned the first few Mishnayis, that the din that a husband, we learned the Mishnah Beis, that a husband could make a tainis psula and he's believed. Why should you believe him to be mafkir his wife's ksuba? Because she's becheskas, that she gets a ksuba. And we said then, because the Mishnah is going with the Shita, that Ksuba is the Rabbonon, and if Ksuba is the Rabbonon, they will misakin it, but they will misakin also that he has an Amonus. Now, he's not going to make it up because Chazok and Adam Terech Besuda Mafsida. That could be. But they gave him an Amonus. But the reason why we gave him the Amonus is only because it's the Rabbonon. Says the Rosh and the Rif, B'Shem the Goinim, Im Kain, that din that ksuba is derabbanan is only on the ikke ksuba. Chazal imposed that ksuba as a din derabbanan. Mashenkin, the Taisus ksuba is a regular hischaivus that any Ruvain in the street can make to Shimon. If Ruvain decides to be mechayiv himself with a king yisuder to Shimon to a 1,000 mona, that chiv is chalim deraisa. It's like a kinyan. So the Taisus ksuba that the husband is meshabed himself with a bazunder maisa kinyan to the kala. On that, where would he be nemun to be mafkir that choiv? Because he's making up a tainis psulim. Because of that, they held that the tainis psulim to be mafkir ksuba is only on the ikke ksuba, not on the tesefes. Lamaisa the mashmos of the gemara isn't that way. The Rosh doesn't pass in that way. The understanding would be that the tesefes ksuba is not treated as a separate chiv. It's treated as an extension, as an enlargement of the ikke ksuba. Similar to what we're saying over here with this Dalet Me'ezuz. They didn't treat it as a Toysus Ksuba. They treated it as an enlarged Ike Ksuba. Mishnah Vav. Hanoisei so yisho v'loi motzalo bisulim. Here we're going to dinim that we've discussed, but here we're going to say with the Tosefes Kneich, even though we've been ma'ir the points already. He gets married. V'loi motzalo bisulim. What is he claiming? He's claiming either that she was Mezana Tachtov, that's the case, she doesn't have any ksuba whatsoever. He's Megarisha without a ksuba, of course, she was Mezana, she's Mafsid Ksuba also. More than that, she's Asura. Our Mishnah is not talking about a case where he's claiming that she's Asura Loi. He doesn't claim she was Mizana. What he says is that I married you under a mistaken impression. I don't owe you a Ksubas Masayim. You could say what he's arguing is that he doesn't have to give her a Ksuba at all because it's a Mekach Toys and he could divorce her without a Ksuba. Or if Batsam, like we discussed, he doesn't really even have to give her a Ksuba. Or maybe he does, but Al-Kobanim it's a Mekach Toys Lagabi the Ksubas Masayim. Or we'll say that Al-Kobanim doesn't owe her Masayim. He's claiming he only owes her money. Over here, the Knech over here in the Mishnah is that she's answering back. Not that she's saying he's lying. She says, you don't know what happened. I know what happened. He's a Shema. She's a Bari. He oimeres misherastani ne'nasti v'nistachvo sodecho. She says that what happened over here was I was nensa misherastani. She's an Eish Yisrael. They're not even talking about whether she's Muteres Loi. She's Muteres Loi. He'll stay married to her. Misherastani ne'nasti v'nistachvo sodecho. This is a Loshon of Chazal where the mum shebemekach that he was kindness of becheskas psula v'nimtzes b'ula, she says, I was married to you already. All mekach toys and all shibudim have to do with her state b'shas erisin, not b'shas nesuin. But he married her b'shas erisin becheskas psula that she should be a psula when she was nichnas alachupa. The problem is that she was nensai, there's somebody else. If that's the case, your soda was bloshen achazal nistachvo. So your soda was flooded. It's your mekach that was damaged. It's not my fault. Sotnish mitmir. So merely you lost your psula, but I'm still owed a ksubas masayim. Valoim, and the husband says no. Now obviously he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a shema, but he says it with tkifus. Loiki, no, that's not what happened. Elo ad shaloi erastich before the erisin v'hoya mekach tos. Rabban Gamliel, Reb Lezer, Oimrim, Nemenes. Rabban Gamliel, Reb Lezer, hold, Nemenes, she's believed. Reb Yeshua, Oimrim, Loimi Pion Echaim, we don't believe her, we're not misspoken from what she's saying. There's a Lashon that Chazal are going to use here repeatedly. Loimi Pion Echaim, we don't believe her. We don't live from her words. Loimi Pion Echaim. Ela Harezu Becheskas Be'ula Ad Shaloi Tisaris. She's Becheskas Be'ula before the Erisin. Vitatu, and he was fooled. Achatovi Rai Ledvare, until she has to bring a Rai, the burden of proof will be on her. Now, she's not Becheskas Be'ula. There's no reason to say that a woman who is Becheskas Psula is Becheskas Be'ula. What it means is Al-Koponim, we don't know. She's Besophic. Hare, she's a Be'ula Lefonenu, but she's not Becheskas Be'ula. What it means is she's Al-Koponim, a Sophic Be'ula, until she brings a Rai. Now, there's a big sugya to discuss over here. What's the pshan this machlokes tanoim? We could explain the shita that she's believed very simply. Bori v'shem bori odif. At the end of the day, she's tevei moni. He's an itva. He claims he doesn't know, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just saying he doesn't know. He doesn't know the story. She does. Bori v'shem bori odif, which would be the memra of Chazal, that Reuven comes to Shimon and he says, mona li biyotcha, and Shimon says, any of that? I don't know. I don't know if I borrowed money from you. So Ravuna reviewed the whole Bari Vishem and Bari Adif. We're mekabel the claim of the Bari. Is it a raya that the Bari is right? L'chari not. Sometimes there's no way for the Shem to know. In the case of Halavo, it would seem suspicious that you don't know. That's what's called Belosh and Chazal, a Shema Garua. Mashenkin, sometimes there's a Shema Toif. Reuven says, your shor was out in the field and it ate up all the tomatoes in my patch. Shimon says, I don't know, I wasn't there. Now, there's no suspicious over here because there's no way for Shimon to have known. The Shailas could be Mekabel Reuven's claim. Shimon's not answering. Epistatayin v'nitin, the din is that if a Bori puts down a claim in Bezin, the Shema has to answer him. If the Shema doesn't answer him satisfactorily with a taina, so then we Mekabel the claim of the Bori. Azoi halt Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Huna. The problem is, the Gemara says that we pass in Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan that Bori V'Shema love Bori Odev. Theoretically, a Bori V'Shema, we hear the vort that a Bori is better than a Shema, we accept the Bori saying, but not when the Shema has a Cheskes moment. When the Shema is a Muchzik, we're not Moitzi from a Shema, even our Yidei Koyach of a Tainis Bori. That being said, over here, L'Choyra, the din of Ram Gamliel, would be a Raya L'Choyra that Bori V'Shema Bori Odev, even from a Muchzik. So because of that, the Gemara says that there are two elements over here that are different. One element over here is that Betziruf that she has besides for the fact that her taina and hilchus tvias, her tvias a taina's bari can get only an answer of a shema, it's betziruf with a cheskas hagof. She claims that she was a psula till later on v'nestach v'sodecha kolashna mishna. He claims no. He claims that you were already b'shas te'eris and you were already a psula. The cheskas hagof that she's b'cheskas b'suleo is very understandable. And memela betziruf a cheskas hagof with a bari v'shema. That will say the Bari Vishema Bari Adav. That's one Nusach of the Gemara. The other Nusach of the Gemara is in Hilchus Toyim V'Nitin, besides for the fact that she's a Bari and he's a Shema, she also has a Migu. The Migu is that there's a tremendous benefit if she would have said, instead of being honest and saying, you're right, I'm a Nevelis, but I was a Nevelis later on. She puts herself in a bad situation, because now that she's a Nenso, she's Asura to a Koyin. She's married now to Yisrael, she could stay married to him. But if her husband would ever die, since she was a Nenso and it was a Be'ilas Issa, it's not her fault, she has Muhammad Surah Labaila, but she is a Surah Lekuhuna. No worse than Aisha's Kain Shinensa, becomes also on the spot to her husband. So if she said the more painful Taina, but the more honest Taina, she says, you're right, Nevelosani, but it was Tachtecho, so that Migu would give her an Amonis. Now, normally a Migu itself is not Maitzi Momin. It's really come out from the Gemara over here. The migu lohitzi loyamrinon, but bitziruf the migu with the bari v'shema, those two would be mitzi. And the Mishnah's Mevudei Rabbi Yeshua argues. Now you can say three possibilities where the machloikis is. Is the machloikis bari v'shema dik? Is the machloikis cheskes haguv dik? Or is the machloikis migu dik? It's two lashanes in the Gemara. According to one, it's Migu, and according to one, it's Chazaka. Lemaisa, when you look at the Gemara on Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis, it's like, hey, over there, we're not learning Perek Hamadah now, but over there, the Gemara pulls out of Ram Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua that Ram Gamliel ozl bosa cheskes haguf, and Rabbi Yeshua loy ozl bosa cheskes haguf. That seems to be, at the end of the day, the Iketaina. According to Ram Gamliel, what we have in front of us is Metzius. She's a psula. She went into the marriage, he was Mekadosher with a Besula B'fanenu. Until we see otherwise, we have to assume like her. Now you'll say that a Chazoka, a Chesaguf can't be Moitzi Momen, but since there's a Bari, she's a Bari and he's a Shema, the weakness of the Shema, connected the Bari, takes away any Reyesa that we have in the Chesaguf, and the Chesaguf is Moitzi Momen. That's the right way, B'Ktzora. So even though exactly how to say the word is a subject of a lot of raid, that's the way to say, that's in B'Ktzora, that's the way to say the raid. Chesaguf is Moitzi, but when there's a Reyesa B'Foneinu, the Chesaguf wouldn't be Moitzi. The Bari V'Shem is Mesalik, the Reyesa, and the Chesaguf could be Moitzi Mom. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Even though Chesaguf is a Chazok, he doesn't have a problem with Chazokis, but it's not strong enough. It's not that it's not a Sofik. This is a Sofik, this is a Chesaguf. You can't be Moitzi Mom with that. Even B'Tziruf with Bari V'Shem, you can't be Moitzi Mom. Now, one other knach is that it could be, even according to Ram Gamliel, this is not a worldwide klal that Chesaguf B'Tziruf with the Bari V'Shem will be Moitzi Mom. You look at the Taisus Rid, and the Taisus Rid over here on Daf Yud Beis adds a very, very important point. Taisus Rid says that this klal is only because you have a situation over here, we pointed this out in Mishnah Beis, where Be'etzem, the assumption is, in front of us is a psula. At the end of the day, she's not stopping Moitzi Momon with him, with a claim. She's an Isha that was Nichnas al-Khuppah, and the assumption is that when the Isha is Nichnas al-Khuppah, in front of us, there's a story of a Cheskes Chiyuv. She also has the fact that he's a Mechuyev Va'imin on the Ksuba. The one who's being Mechadish over here is not her being Mechadish Oitzos Momon. He's being Mechadish a hafko on an existing chayvus mom that we see before Neinu. So for instance, when we learn Perek Shosh Nogos HaPorah, and over there the shadow of Gabi Hilchus Mazik, whether the behemoth was a Milberes or not, and the Mazik is also a Shema, and the Nizik is a Bari, the Nizik is claiming damages from the Mazik, B'teres Bari, the Mazik is a Shema, there's also a Chesaguf that the Paro was Milberes, Taisrit says, over there you can't be Moitzi Momon, because over there you're coming to be Mechadish and claim that you owe me $100. Over here you're not being Mechadish, you have a married couple. You're Mechadish that there's a Chavis Ksuba. A married couple has a Ksuba. There's a cheskas chiyuv and a cheskas choyv b'fonenu. That's the Tosfos written. That's a game changer. You can't make a klal over here in Gan Shas out of what's going on over here.